The number of young women who take up smoking has increased alarmingly in recent years. The World Health Organization says the smoking epidemic affects girls and women in both developed and developing countries. Liz Riley started when she was 15.
I smoked for 30 years, and I knew that if I continued to smoke, that I probably would die.
Riley developed a chronic cough and shortness of breath. A study published in the Journal of the American Medical Association looks at the health risks of smoking for women and how quickly those risks decline when women quit. Stacy Kenfield at Harvard University led the research.
There's such a great decline in risk for some diseases that women who are contemplating whether or not to quit really see a benefit quickly with smoking cessation.
Researchers studied about 100,000 women over 24 years. They compared death rates for various diseases among current and former smokers to women who had never smoked at all.
Within the first 5 years of quitting smoking, we saw a 21% reduction in the risk of dying of lung cancer and a 50% reduction in the risk of dying of cardiovascular disease, specifically coronary heart disease.
20 years after quitting, a woman's risk of dying became the same as a non-smoker.
Once you remove the carcinogens from tobacco smoke from your body is able to repair itself.
When Liz Riley quit smoking, she felt the difference.
Immediately, I noticed the effects, even within the first few days.
Riley says she could breathe and exercise better, and her cough went away. The researchers at Harvard hope their findings encourage other women to stop smoking. Meantime, the World Health Organization would like additional studies on what is causing more women to take up smoking. Carol Pearson, VOA News.